About 2 weeks ago, a new healthcare clinic opened its doors in Burlington. This is not your normal doctor's office, though. Canacare Docs specializes in one very specific service. And as the company's name might imply, it's out to reshape the medical cannabis landscape in Vermont. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld has the story.
I'm Marta Downing. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Canacare Docs. We just acquired this clinic.
Marta Downing is the chief operating officer at Canacare Docs, and this particular clinic is located on the third floor of a brick office building about 15 miles outside Boston. It's Canacare's 10th site in Massachusetts, but it's not the company's latest addition. That designation belongs to a new clinic in downtown Burlington that opened its doors to patients about 2 weeks ago. And Downing says Canacare plans to do in Vermont what it's already done in seven other states, help as many people as possible gain access to legal medical marijuana.
Canacare is not looking to keep people out of medical marijuana programs. We're looking to get people into your state medical marijuana programs.
Vermont's program has been around for more than a decade, but until recently, eligibility was restricted to patients with a relatively short list of severe medical conditions. That all changed when lawmakers added chronic pain to the list. Chronic pain is an ambiguous medical definition, and perhaps because of that, it accounts for about 70% of all medical marijuana cards issued nationally. Downing says Canacare now sees potential for growth in Vermont.
I mean, we have this sort of artificial barrier where you need a medical marijuana card to get safe, legal access if you want to use cannabis. Canacare Docs has seen that the patients really need, or the people who want to use cannabis legally, they really need help navigating how to do that.
Here's what your visit to Canacare might look like. Downing says the comprehensiveness of the physical exam varies depending on the Canacare clinician you see. But according to the company's website, the exam will likely consist of having your vital signs taken and going over your paperwork. All of this will cost you a flat fee of $210, but you get 75% of your money back if Canacare doesn't successfully enroll you in the medical marijuana registry. Downing's quest to connect more Vermonters with medical cannabis certificates is making some people uncomfortable.
My concern would be that they would be getting a lot less than in terms of careful, thoughtful, thorough medical care than if they went to their family physician or a specialist.
Dr. Simha Ravan is the senior medical director at the Brattleboro Retreat. She's also a clinical assistant professor in the Division of Law and Psychiatry at Yale Medical School, and she serves on the Vermont Board of Medical Practice's Medical Marijuana Appeals Board. Ravan says the doctor-patient relationship is foremost when it comes to determining whether medical marijuana is appropriate as a treatment. And Ravan says this kind of approach seems to sidestep that relationship.
They're not seeing someone who knows their history.
South Burlington Representative Ann Pugh helped write Vermont's medical marijuana law, and she says the legislature took great pains to keep it from becoming a de facto route to legalized recreational use. Pugh says lawmakers were particularly wary of the medical marijuana outcomes in places like California and Colorado, where companies with names like 420MD made it so just about anyone who wanted a medical marijuana card could pop into a clinic and get one.
So we require a doctor-patient relationship, and that's defined by a period of time.
A three-month relationship, to be exact, but Downing says Canacare has got that part covered. Under the Canacare model, your relationship with your provider begins the day you arrive for your consultation. Downing says a second visit 3 months later satisfies the Vermont requirement, and that second visit could soon be even more convenient.
We are looking at doing that second visit virtually.
To be honest, that's not a relationship in my mind.
That's Representative Ann Pugh again. But some marijuana advocates say Canacare could fill a badly needed role in Vermont. Laura Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana. The group is helping lead the push for outright legalization in Vermont. I caught up with her during a break at a recent meeting of the Vermont Marijuana Advisory Commission. Subin says Vermonters need help gaining access.
Individual physicians are members of associations that have taken public positions against marijuana legalization, and even though it's legal under Vermont's medical law, they're still afraid to be associated with the issue.
Not so with the lone certified nurse practitioner who's now seeing patients at the Canacare Clinic on Pine Street. Canacare has had some regulatory pitfalls in other states. Last June, Massachusetts regulators suspended the medical license of the company's medical director. The board alleged that he let nurse practitioners use his ID to enroll patients in the registry. His license was reinstated 3 months later, and he was cleared of wrongdoing. Downing is not apologetic about her company's mission, and she's a true believer in the therapeutic benefits of marijuana. CannaCare, for example, works with patients at a residential facility for people with the degenerative condition ALS.
You know, it helps them enjoy their movie at night. I'm not really sure that's a problem. Apparently, cannabis is not going to cure ALS just yet, but if it makes watching your movie a little bit more fun, I'm down with that.
Downing says CannaCare aims to be responsible for 50% of all medical marijuana certificates issued in the states it operates in. There are already nearly 5,000 patients on the registry here in Vermont. That's a lot of patients to get in the door. And Downing says she's down with that. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.